दर्शन है इंद्र की पूजा को छोड़ाकर और दुर्गा जी को दर्शन
is a very vital place. Just in front of this, we are seeing a pond. This is called Sankarshan Pond, Baldev Pond. This pertains to Balram. Maharaj is pointing out towards this, there is also pond that is called Gauri Kund. And just nearby to this place is called Anyor village. Anyor, in fact, is broken into words, an-or, more grain, more food. Krishna stopped here worshipping of Indra. Brajavasis were performing the worship of Indra. Krishna stopped it. None of the, there is no requirement of any worshipping in front of Krishna. This is the fact. Krishna said, why are you worshipping Indra? There is no worshipping of Indra. Will there be no rain? Rain is not because of Indra. Our worshipable deity is Govardhan. Because Govardhan supplies us everything. It gives grass to our cows and calves. It gives fruit to us. It gives shelter to us, water to us. So many nice springs are here. It gives us full protection. And fact is that rain also is here because of Govardhan. We will worship Govardhan. So all Brijavasis came with millions of their carts, cow carts, bullock carts. And all the carts were full of kachori, laddu, puri, and so many offerable, eatable items. And they brought it to give it to Giriraj Govardhan. And then Krishna himself became Giriraj Govardhan. And he ate everything in heaven with his so many hands. And then he said, an-or, give me more, more and more. Then Krishna prayed, you are such a infinite personality, we cannot fill your belly. All the universes will come in your belly and still you will be unsatisfied. You are so great. Be satisfied with your greatness. So, I am offering this leaf, tulsi leaf only to you. And with that tulsi leaf he got satisfied. Then he wanted to drink water. He just stuck. And all those ponds like Kusum Sarovar and Mansi Ganga, he drank water of Mansi Ganga. And in a minute, all the food and everything was again came back. In the cars of the gopis and gopas.
Oh. Yeah.
Gauri Kunda. Oh, Radha Kunda there. Gauri Kunda. Radha Kunda is Pa Radha. Srimati Radhika. And Gauri Kunda is Pa Chandravali. This is the chief of Chandravali. Padma used to get Krishna and Padma to take Krishna and come to Bang to come here. Not to go to Radhika. And other hand, oh, Rupanjari, Rati Manjari, Lakta Vishapa, they wanted that Krishna should be with Radhika in Radha Kunda. So there was a tug of war here. So very important thing, in a time where I will have Adi Krishna. Ye Gauri Kunda hai, Gauri Kunda mein, Radha Kunda ke Radha Kunda janma. Yehi kane se, चंद्रावली चाय कृष्ण के एक साथ आनी जाती आकाशन में विराज कर लो आज दे दिए श्रीमती राधिका घटिता विशाखा रूप मंदिर इत्यादि चाहिए कृष्ण के हमारा मुख मिल जाए बोलो समय से कृष्ण एक समय से शक्ति दें खड़ा भूत गोस्वामी ऐसे बोलो अरे अरे वो करे थे राधा कुंड से और इच्छा कृष्ण को अभी दे दीजिए और बहुत उत्पाद करते यदि आपने खाने की भी स्थान पर তাহলে ওখানে সব ব্রজবাসী আর মাত্র নিয়ে যাবো কৃষ্ণ বলে যাচ্ছে আমি আসছি চন্দ্রাবলীকে যেরকম টিফিন করে দিয়ে তার করে সেরকম বহু লীলা সব আর এইখানে দেখছেন সংকর্ষণ কুণ্ড সংকর্ষণ কুণ্ড কেন সংকর্ষণ কুণ্ড কি দিয়ে হুয়া ও শঙ্কর শুক্র राधा कुंड शंकर गोपियों को पकड़ करके और उनको बकरी की तरह में हाथ करके ले चला और वो लोग रोने लगी गोपियां सब कृष्ण और बलदेव जी को गोपियों ने पुकारा और साथ ही साथ में कृष्ण ने क्या किया और बलदेव जी ने साल के वृक्ष उखाड़ कर और उसको मारने के लिए दौड़े भागता भागता हुआ जब यहाँ पर आया तो कृष्ण ने उसको यहीं पर मारा और उनके माथे की मणि निकाल ली और निकाल करके बलदेव प्रभु को दे दिया और बलदेव प्रभु जी ने क्या किया, वो उनको दे दिया धनिष्ठा सती को और धनिष्ठा ने राधा जी को। यदि कृष्ण उस मणि को राधा जी को दे देते तो सप्तस्वर में परस्पर लड़ाई झगड़ा हो जाता, चंद्रायु सती जैसे हमको नहीं दिया और राधा जी और सब कहते कि हमको नहीं दिया, इससे विवाद हो जाता, इसलिए बलदेव प्रभु को कृष्ण ने दे दिया और उन्हें चतुराई करके अनिता को देकर के राधा जी के पास में उस मणि को वहाँ पर श्यामता पड़ी थी और उसको उन्होंने दे दिया। इस तरह से यहाँ पर बलदेव जी का उस लीला के लिए यहाँ पर यह है। यहीं पर कलि युग में श्रीमाधवेंद्रपुरी जी ने मंत्रपूर किया था, वहीं पर पास ही में से गाँव के उस पास में एक कुंड है, एक स्थान है जहाँ से कि गोपाल मदन गोपाल जिसको श्रीनाथ जी कहते हैं वो निकले थे, पास में स्थान है और वहीं पर बाजन शिला है, निकले और फिर उनको लेकर के ऊपर में स्थापित किया श्रीनाथ जी को मंदिर के ऊपर में। हम लोग तो नहीं जा सकते क्योंकि उस समय के ब्रजवासी लोग जाते थे और वहीं पर उनकी पूजा होती थी और वहीं पर लेकर के उन्होंने अन्नपूर्ण उत्सव किया। यहीं पर कितने हजारों मन से दूध से उनको स्नान करा गया और उनका अभिषेक हुआ, किंतु बड़े अक्षर उनको एक महीने तक अन्नकूट उत्सव, यहाँ मथुरा के बड़े बड़े खंड यहाँ पर अन्नकूट उत्सव किया और उसके बाद वो बोले माधवेंद्र हमारे शरीर की गर्मी नहीं गई, मैं हजारों बरस तक मिट्टी के अंदर में दबा था, इसलिए हमको मजाली से चंदन लाओ जगन्नाथ जी से और उस चंदन को घीस करके हमारे अंग में लगाओ तो ठीक हो जाए। वो वहाँ जगन्नाथ जी ले गए और वहाँ से चंदन लेकर के लौट रहे थे तो वहीं पर एक है ठीक चोरा गोपीनाथ, ये वही है, उन्होंने कहा जो सब वहाँ मत ले जाओ, हमारे अंग में यहीं पर लगा दो, हम वहाँ पर शिशु कर ले जाएंगे। ये माधवेंद्रपुर जी का ये स्थान था, यहीं पर सरोवर से पास ही में गोविंद कुंड पर माधवेंद्रपुरी रहते थे और वहीं पर उनका स्थान है और वहीं पर फिर उनकी पूजा करते थे। इसलिए से यह पूजा हमारे रूप सनातन जी ने वल्लभाचार्य के पंचभरों को ये पूजा दी। बहुत उससे की ये बातें हैं, हम लोग समय संसार में बतलाएंगे, संक्षेप में अभी हमारे नवीन जी कुछ बोलेंगे। तो the guidance of Guru Devan and Vaishnava shall be assembled. He was just half a moon, Ramchandra Prabhu, and Rama has explained here, is Sankarsan Kunda. Why Sankarsan Kunda? Sankarsan Kunda is Bhagavad Prabhu is predominating deity of this Kunda. Once, when Krishna was playing with gopis, then Sankarsan came and judged all gopis, just like any coward boy, took all stuff or goat like this. So, Pankajur speaks as a manner. All gopis began to lament. And they shouted, oh Maladev, oh Krishna, please help us, please save us. Krishna and Maladev came and they uprooted from a big tree. And they came up to this place and killed Pankajur. There is a mysterious jewel on its top. After killing Sankarsur, Krishnachandra took out this jewel and he offered to Baladev Prabhu. And Baladev Prabhu later on offered to Dhanishtha Sati, who lives always in Nanda Bhavan. And Dhanishtha offered to Radhika Yitru Lalita. Now inquiry came in your mind, so there is one question. Why Sri Krishna not offered this jewel direct to Radhika ji? Why to Baladev and Dhanishtha Sati and Lalita? If Krishna will offer this jewel to Radhika, then all bodies will be upset. Oh Krishna, you told us before, I love you more than anyone. Then Chandra will be sulky, Samara will be sulky, Bhatta will be sulky, and it will be a problem for Krishna to satisfy them. So Krishna, by faith, you offer to Baladev Prabhu. And if Baladev Prabhu will give anything to anyone, none can make any opposition. So one, when Baladev Krishna was in Gauraikunda, then Radhika sent Rupmanjari, and Rupmanjari came and told, oh Krishna, don't delay here. There is a deep cause by Arishasana in Narakunda. If the delay
in every second, everybody was in time. So don't delay. By sleep, they took Krishna from here to Rakun and arranged meeting with Radhika Devi. Nearby, we have seen the temple of Gopal Dev. As we were in Kali Yuga in our Guru Parampara, there is one saint, the Param Guru Dev of Kishanchandra Mahaprabhu, named Madhavendra Puripad. Present village that is called from there is called Annor. Annor means Sira is asking, bring more. So beside that village, there is one place where Gopal manifests from that place.
He was inside the house,
and Madhavendra took him out from there. And nearby there is a Bhajan Sila. Bhajan Sila means there is one stone. That's why the flying drum, if you play, that is the sound you come out, that's why the drum. The Krishna Prakash is in Kaugazin, they used to beat it like a drum. So Madhavendra Puri make Annakut festival. In Mathura there are so many worldly persons. They help Madhavendra Puri Prabhu to meet Annakut festival. Annakut festival continue 1 month. After that, Gopal Dev told to Madhavendra Puri, "Oh Madhav, now I am become satisfied, my stomach fulfilled now. But," Madhav, "what Prabhu? Why are you asking what? But I was inside the heart, where my body is still burning." Then Madhavendra Puri asked Prabhu, "How will you cool down?" Gopal Dev replied, "We have to go from here to Malaya Neel. We have to bring Malayachal, have to go Malayachal, have to bring from there sandalwood. And we have to make sandal first, mix with some flour and make first and put on my body, then I will be cool." Madhavendra was so old, more than 80 years old. He had joined to Malayachal and Jaranathpuri and collect some sandalwood. When you are coming back on the way, you know there is Kirtana Gopinath who stolen seed for Madhavendra Puri, so he became Kirtana Gopinath. Kirtana Gopinath came in dream and told Madhavendra Puri, "Oh Madhav, you are so old, I could not tolerate your so hard labor. So you have wanted to carry more old sandalwood from here to there. Please make sandalwood here, mix with camphor and put on my body. Then Gopal will be cool. I am myself and Gopal himself. There is no difference." So Madhavendra Puri did so. Then Gopal Dev body became cool down. So there is so many persons, it will be too late. So we shall proceed from here. And whole time will come afternoon or tomorrow, or later tomorrow.
Now we have come under guidance of Guru Angora and Vaishnava. The name of this place is Govind Kund.
When where is the speaker? The speaker should be taken up.
The speaker, where is the speaker? Haan, upar utha do, bas, ho gaya kaam. देखो स्पीकर को स्पीकर की जरूरत पड़ती है। गोविंद कुंड इज वेरी फेमस कुंड बिकॉज व्हेन कृष्ण स्टॉप वर्शिप ऑफ इंद्र एंड देन इंद्र इन ऑर्डर टू पुनिश ब्रजवासी ही इन्फ्लिक्टेड वेरी हैवी रेन ऑन ब्रज. And at the time Krishna took Giriraj Govardhan on his smallest finger of left hand, and for 7 days he kept that mountain on his finger, and on the 8th day he again put Giriraj Govardhan on the same place as it is. And Indra realized his mistake that he has had to conflict with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was horrified and terrified. He came to Krishna. He could not dare to confront him and came in front of Krishna. He took shelter of one cow named Surabhi and he put that cow Surabhi in front of him. Once Maharaj told that this is not the Surabhi cow of Krishna. This is one of the cow which belongs to a planet in the universe which is called Gaulok. So taking that Surabhi as his protection, Indra came to Krishna and he prayed to Krishna, and at that time he did abhishek of Krishna from the water of Akash Ganga. And when he did abhishek, at that time he called him, he gave the name of Govind to Krishna. Go means, there are different names of go. Go means cow. Go means cow. Go means senses. And person who always pleases the senses, the person who always pleases cows, the person who always pleases goats, the person who always pleases gopis, and person and who always pleases Indriya. Indriya means senses. So his name became Govind. This name was given by Indra. God.
And Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan by this finger. What it means? No, why not the right hand? Because in the left side of Krishna always Smriti Radhika. And in left of left is Radhika. So Radhika lifted the Govardhan, not Krishna. And Krishna
said,
been narrated. This is Ras Thali. The place where Ras dance was performed. This was very special type of Ras dance. The name of this Ras dance was Basanti Ras dance. Very pleasant place you can see. Very, very beautiful. Even today there are a few of Kadam trees and Tamal trees. You can see right now you had a parikrama of Tamal Kadam tree. It has got whitish color. It symbolizes Radha Rani. And here is Tamal tree. You know, it is crooked and black both. So it symbolizes Krishna. And right in front of me there is a place which is called Gufa of Radha Pandit. Gufa means cave. In this cave he used to do his bhajan. Then Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu, they were doing their bhajan and learning the scriptures from Srila Jiva Goswami. They came to this place for parikrama. At the time Radha Pandit took them round to this Govardhan parikrama and he showed the all thalis and all the pastimes places. Now we will rush towards the Radhe Kund where Maharaj is waiting for us and all the Harikatha will be
You know that Indra did some offenses in the lotus of Krishna. And that is why Indra, in the guidance of Surabhi, came here. And then he, Indra and Surabhi, they prayed to Krishna for their offenses. If there was no Surabhi, then Krishna has not Kshama nahi kiya, Kshama not has escaped them. Valli for, so Valli for where is Ramachandra? Come on. So Valli for the Surabhi, Surabhi or Krishna for Devi, otherwise not. So if anyone has done offense and he will come here and take water of this Surabhi Kunda and put on his head and pray, then Surabhi will pray to Krishna and then immediately will fall, otherwise not. That is where I have come. That all we are offensive. All offensive. That is why no tears, no heart, nothing. So we have come to Surabhi. That is it for me. And please pray for me to Krishna so that we forgive. That is why we have come here. Amrai Kanesha ji.
This is
our
in the morning class I told about Giriraj Govardhan Sattva. That how he is Shaktiman Sattva and how he is Shakti Sattva. So he is stepping on Govardhan, but he has come from Shakti Prasana. And that is why that and Krishna, without any shame, playing here and there, to the point of the Govardhan by the ears. So I think that it will be better that Guru Prabhu, Govardhan the morning class, in the very careful language, he should explain. After that, came to Govardhan out there. Krishna is merciful, but Govardhan is more merciful. And that is why, basically, Krishna ke samay se jitne prajavasi the, wo Virraji Govardhan ki puja aasan karte aur unki samast aakankhaon ko wo purna karte the. यदि कोई व्यक्ति गिरा के परिक्रमा करे, यदि वो गुजराती की परिक्रमा करता है, तो गोवर्धन किसी न किसी रूप में उसके पीछे लग जाते हैं. और यदि वो मुख के साथ आए या भाव मंदिर के पीछे आता है तो उसको पूर्ण करते वो देखते हैं. यदि कोई संत आए चीज को मांग लिया तो झट उसको दे. जैसे किसी को लड़का नहीं है, बेटा नहीं है, लड़का भी दे देते. यदि किसी की शादी नहीं होती तो लड़की यदि इच्छा करके गोवर्धन की परिक्रमा करे तो करा देते. बड़ी खुशी से लो डिश खाना चाहते हैं तो क्या उनको दे देते. इसलिए यहाँ पर बहुत से लोग परिक्रमा करते समय पेड़ों की जानियों को पत्थर तीन लाख के पेड़ों को मान देते थे. इसका मतलब है कि मैं विवाह करना चाहता हूँ युवराज के मार्ग का. कोई घर बनाना चाहता है उनको तो अमेरिका में कहते हैं 120 125 140 करने के कारण हमारा भी ऐसा हो जाए तो ईंट के ऊपर में ईंट के ऊपर में पत्थर के ऊपर में पत्थर रख जाते हैं कि हमको ये खा दीजिए. कोई रुपये पैसे की जरूरत है उनसे मांग लेते हैं. लाखों करोड़ों की भीड़ होती है पूर्णिमा में एकादशी में. ऐसे बहुत कम शुद्ध ऐसे भक्त हैं जो भक्ति के लिए आते हैं. उनसे भी बहुत से ऐसे हैं जिसे संप्रदाय के लोग जैसे कि राम जी इत्यादि कर रहे थे चारों तरफ में हनुमान जी को उनकी पूजा करते हैं. इसलिए कि वो गोवर्धन को लाए थे किंतु मांगते हैं कुछ. बहुत कम ऐसे हैं जो कि केवल कृष्ण का प्रेम मांगते. उनमें भी बहुत से ऐसे कम हैं जो राधा जी की दासी को नहीं. बहुत कम जरा जी और सब तो आकांक्षाओं को सत्ता जी पूर्ण कर देते हैं. किंतु यदि कोई कृष्ण की राधा जी की दासी होना चाहता है तो उसको विचार करते हैं और विचार के तो सब होते हैं. ऐसे नहीं करने चाहिए इसे बात करते हैं. इसीलिए लाखों लोगों की भीड़ होती है. बहुत से देखते हैं एक जगह में सवा पाठ अर्चना करते हैं प्रणाम करते हैं और करते हैं. किंतु समझ रखो एक बात बच्चों के अनुगत्य में उनके ऊपर नहीं छोड़े और परिक्रमा करें तो जिराजी उसके जो गुरु बच्चों के अनुगत्य में कर रहा है वो गुरु बच्चों के अनुगत्य होने के कारण गुरु बच्चों जैसा चाहते हैं वैसे छूट हो गया. एक आदमी परिक्रमा कर रहा है एक मणि लेकर दो मणि लेकर. हमारे गुरु भाई ने एक जगह में 1008 बैठक करके वो शायद 5 या 6 वर्षों में एक बार गोवर्धन की परिक्रमा किंतु हुआ क्या 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 है कोई सामने नहीं बढ़े सुख से रहने पर हे प्रभु हमको पक्की हो जाएगा. लाभ क्या इसे सबको विचार करके करना चाहिए. गुरुजी ने कहा था गोवर्ष किए लौकिक धाम की परिक्रमा कौन कर रहा तो लोगों ने कहा कि सभी लोग कर रहे हैं तो वह कोई यही करता परिक्रमा कौन कर रहा है जो परिक्रमा का संचालन कर रहे हैं जो बात कर रहे थे हम देखते थे गुरु जी कर रहे गुरु महाराज जी की जो इच्छा होगी उसको उसके अनुसार लेने को वो भविष्य प्रदान करें इसलिए कर्तृत्व में वो व्यक्ति धन्य है और वो सबसे अधिक सौभाग्यवान है जो गुरु वैष्णव के अधीन में रह करके भगवान का साधन करने चाहता है नए कमरे लेना लाखों कोटि जो गोवर्धन की परिक्रमा करके क्या उनको मिलता है फिर संसार में प्रवेश कर जाते हैं भक्ति में आती नहीं जाते और गोवर्धन भी क्या कहेंगे जैसे हम लोग अभी कह रहे हैं हम लोग के बातों को और जो लोग हैं बड़े उत्तम लोग वैसे गिराजी किसी से बात कहेंगे किसी से हरी कथा कहेंगे अपना कर्तव्य बतलाएंगे ये खूब सावधानी से है इस प्रकार से करोगे तो फिर राष्ट्र भारत के गोवर्धन जी गोवर्धन जनानी काम नए अखिलान ये सब चीजों को फिर करना चाहिए कृष्ण के अंदर से मेरा करके यदि भजन स्वस्थ किया जाता है तो बहुत ही ऊंचा पहुंच जाता है और अपने साधन में स्वयं करने जाएंगे तो तुम्हारी शुद्ध दृष्टि अभी जाता है उसे आगे नहीं बढ़ती बस उतने ही मेरा जागृति और ये तो
or having a desire of material entanglement. Very, very clear, you are very clear in that. Maharaji is saying, there are many people of the different sampradaya. They are also worshipping here, staying here and doing parikrama. But they are having Hanuman, Diti is there. Thinking that Hanuman brought Virasgovardhan here. But still they are worshipping Hanuman and Virasgovardhan and having some desire. None of them is without desire. The important point here is that we should understand something very, very clearly. Maharaj is giving here a very strict highlight, insight to all of us. When we are doing parikrama in the guidance of some high class Vaishnava, then parikrama has got some real, real meaning. Because if we want our genuine desire to be fulfilled, it's only possible when we are doing in guidance of high class Vaishnava and Gurudev. Maharaj is saying, Girasgovardhan started exploiting that person who is doing parikrama, following, and as soon as he hears any murmuring from that person, that what is he desiring, he possesses. If he desires house, if he desires family, if he desires anything, he will give. But somehow or other, if he finds a person that he wants to become technical at the lotus feet of Radharani, then he stops and starts thinking, oh, what should I do? It's not so easy. This benediction is very difficult and is granted to a very high class qualified person. So those who are doing parikrama with this purpose and they are cultivating devotional practice but alone without the guidance of Guru Dev and Vaishnava, they may do parikrama for years together but fruit will not come. Maharaj is saying he has seen in the case of many persons to whom he knows personally and one of his godfather also. He came here and he started doing 1008 times parikrama, Dandavati parikrama. He kept on doing it for 5 years together, but no result. Whenever Gurudev, Param Gurudev used to do Navadvipa parikrama, at that time he used to ask, who is doing parikrama? 10,000 people were doing parikrama together. Someone said, all these people are doing parikrama, 10,000 people are doing parikrama. Someone will say, the organizers, they are doing parikrama. Then Gurudev said, no. Parikrama is just by Gurudev only. And others are following him. Here is a very important point Maharaj is raising and we have to get it. We have to understand it. When a disciple does his parikrama in guidance of Gurudev, then Gurudev is the leader of the desires of all disciples. And because he is leading the desires of all disciples, disciples will get their desires fulfilled because of mercy given by Gurudev and Vaishnava. Gurudev is representing and leading desires of all Vaishnava. Therefore, it is very important that when we go and do parikrama, we should do under the guidance of Gurudev and Vaishnava. If we will do alone, suppose Maharaj is giving a very clear instruction. If we are doing alone parikrama, will Virasgovardhan come and say, little Harikatha from me? Will he say that he is doing pastime success in me? Or will he say that what is my tattva try to understand? You will know all these things only when you are bringing under the guidance of some high class Vaishnava. An important point here Maharaj is again emphasizing that when Gurudev is here, he is leading the all disciples. He is dearest most to Virasgovardhan and Krishna. And because he is leading all his disciples, his disciples are having the same desire which Gurudev is having the main desire. He is leading all desires. So the desires of disciples will be fulfilled. Why? Because Gurudev is leading all those desires.
Sometimes we say, actually,
गिरिराज के निकट से दीपावली जल में चल दो। आज अभी हम लोग गिरिराज के यहाँ अभी निकट में यहीं पर जाएंगे और उनकी दीपावली हम लोग करेंगे। और गोवर्धन जी के तत्व के संबंध में कैसे इसका प्रकाश हुआ हम लोग के समय में हम लोग जो हो अच्छी तरह से प्रकाश करें। अभी हम लोग इतना करते हुए गिरिराज जी के यहाँ चले दीपावली वहाँ पर जला करके आ करके परिक्रमा हम लोग करेंगे तुलसी बाहर में और फिर हम लोगों के यहाँ पर ड्रामा प्ले होगा मतलब जो पूरी पार्टी है आप लोग उसमें उसके बाद
Okay. Thank you.